USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane warnings are being extended along the North Carolina coast ahead of Hurricane Dorian.
A hurricane warning being extended now further north to include the Outer Banks. The other part is the hurricane warning that we had in Florida going to be changed to a tropical storm warning as we try to move this storm further north.
On Wednesday, President Trump spoke at the White House, and we did say he's keeping an eye on Hurricane Dorian. The president also says the border wall is being built very rapidly.
The big factor was we just won the big Supreme Court case, as you know. We're building in different sections. We're building different sections simultaneously.
And according to the Miami Herald, Florida's attorney general is investigating more than 2,000 reports of price gouging related to Hurricane Dorian's approach. Florida law makes price gouging a crime once a state of emergency is declared. Gas stations all across Florida are being investigated. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong have something to celebrate, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, has fully withdrawn an extradition bill that had set off 3 months of violent protests in the streets and at the Hong Kong airport. She announced the withdrawal in a video statement released early Wednesday.
Our foremost priority now is to end violence, to safeguard the rule of law, and to restore order and safety in society.
The bill would have allowed extraditions to mainland China, where courts are controlled by the Communist Party.
The Kansas University Faculty Council blasted the school's administration for moving a Chick-fil-A restaurant into the Student Union campus in a letter addressed to the school's chancellor and its community. The council described the move as insulting, counterproductive, and unacceptable. Liberal critics at the school are attacking Chick-fil-A for its perceived stances on social issues. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Farmers and many Republicans are urging Democrats to support the new USMCA deal, which is a trade deal between the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Republican Congressman from Texas's 3rd Congressional District, Van Taylor, joins J.P. Cathy and crew on our flagship station in Dallas, 1160 AM, KBDT, and says this is just one of the many things President Trump is working on that will help the American people.
Look, the president deserves credit. It was uncomfortable and unpleasant. He made some threats that were very, you know, very, very poorly taken in Mexico City and in Ottawa. And, you know, let's face it, he was able to bring pressure to bear on our trade partners, and it was unpleasant for American businesses. But he literally has negotiated one of the best deals, you know, arguably the best deal we've ever had in trade. Through the USMCA. So I think, you know, he certainly gets a lot of credit, and he was able to leverage it. And basically this is just a better deal for the United States. I mean, we're not having to change our intellectual property protections. Other countries are. We're not having to change our environmental protections. Other countries are. We're not having to change our labor protections. Other countries are. We're not, you know, more stuff will be made in the United States. There'll be more trade. More jobs, more manufacturing, more investment in the United States as a result of USMCA.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.